It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Newcastle have made it through to the third round of the League Cup, or the Carabao Cup as we call it these days. Good 2-1 win at Tranmere on a night where the Merseyside club made it very difficult indeed for Newcastle in the opening stages. But as I've already alluded to, Newcastle got the job done. I think when Eddie Howe looks back on the game, which he says he will, he'll probably think Newcastle could have done a bit better in certain areas. But overall, a 2-1 away win against low league opposition. It's not always easy. It's not always easy. As Newcastle have proved themselves down the years, some cup shocks in both competitions. But they've now set themselves up for a home draw against Crystal Palace, one we can all look forward to. And realistically, that's all you can hope for. As the competition progresses, yes, it's against Premier League opposition, but I think really when Newcastle 1-0 down early in this game, Sky cameras in place, I think you would certainly have taken that, and Newcastle will now, as I say, take on Crystal Palace. I think Eddie Howe went in the game, he was always going to make changes. He made 10 changes in all from the team that drew with Man City. I think if I'm being totally honest about it, I think some players grasped the chance and some probably let it pass them by a little bit. One player that I thought really did grasp his opportunity was Elliot Anderson, with a real strong performance in midfield. He played in League Two last season for Bristol Rovers, if you remember, and it was almost like that really prepared him for an occasion like this. He just wasn't daunted. He was flying at the challenges. I think he had 5 goal attempts as well over the course of the game. And really, when Newcastle watch this one back, they'll see that Elliot Anderson, even at 19, seems ready for first team life. And he's not going to let this opportunity slip away from him. He could have easily gone out on loan, but here he is. Given the fans, you know, someone to really get behind. They were chanting, "He's one of our own," from behind the goal. After a really strong performance, he got a stand ovation when he went off. So, all positive stuff for Elliot Anderson. Elsewhere, you know, I thought Kieran Trippier really brought the star quality to the table with 2 assists to help Newcastle make it into the next round. Exactly what the game needed, and ultimately, you know, on a night where a lot of players were rested, you know, they had to turn to Trippier in the end. Emil Kraft going off with an injury. We saw Emil Kraft after the game on crutches. His knee is in a support brace, but he was travelling home with the squad. He hasn't had to go to hospital or anything like that, so hopefully from his point of view he will be back sooner rather than later. But it didn't look a good one when he got stretchered off. Elsewhere in the team, Jamal Lascelles was singled out for praise by Eddie Howe after a, you know, strong display. Yes, he probably did get a bit of a mix-up with the first goal, chasing back. Newcastle caught napping almost, but then he serves up an equaliser and gets his first of the season. Played through the pain barrier as well, and from his point of view now, he's got to really push on and try and take that into the Premier League now. That's what his aim is. And it's the same for a lot of these players. Chris Wood got his goal, didn't do much else, but at the end of the day, that's what a striker's job is. You know, for me, Newcastle, if they want to get the best out of him. They've got to play with strengths, and they've got to, you know, get it in the mixer for him. And that's what Kieran Trippier did after the break, with a lovely floated ball in the box and great flicked header from Wood, and that'll do his confidence a world of good, especially on the back of a player coming in, Alexander Isak, with talks still ongoing over a club record fee. Eddie Howe didn't say a lot about that after the game, said he'd been focusing on the match, and yeah, we'll see how that unfolds in the next 24 hours, but certainly the noises from Spain are good, that Newcastle will hopefully be making the fourth signing of the summer with a week left of the window, and hopefully more business as well. Another striker, they've still got those Premier League loans to play with, and they could still bring in another new face in the next week or so. So lots to look forward to from that point of view. Newcastle unbeaten in the league and still in the cup, and a home cup tie to look forward to. So all good for Eddie Howe side. Eddie Howe, as he left the ground tonight, actually said he was happy as Larry. So real delight for him and the fans who travelled down here. And it's just been a great night. Great night at Prenton Park. Newcastle through the next round. And we've got something to look forward to at St James's Park in round 3.